transformation 同埋分享啦。其實當個 transformation 同我哋講咗一樣嘢好緊要，亦都我哋每個人其實都需要就係 back to basic 還原基本步。咁七樣嘢其實我哋自己可能都欠缺，咁當然其實我哋身邊嘅人我哋都可以提翻佢，例如健康飲食啦。一啲嘅補充嘅進口維他命啦，抗氧化元素啦，維他命 B 啦，蛋白質啦，好嘅脂肪啦，體重管理，最重要一點咧，其實佢啲 Doctor Dejanason 都有提翻我哋，其實運動對我哋嚟講係好重要嘅。其實我哋要幾樣嘢加埋一齊去配合翻，先至可以俾我哋身體一個健康嘅體魄嘅。咁喺呢個時候咧，我想介紹下一位我。他是由自豪發展研究機構的，他亦是有豐富的知識去攞回碧陽片的。我們事不宜遲，我們有請下一位講者去跟大家講碧陽片最新的研究報告。我們用熱烈的掌聲去邀請 Dr. Jeff Strong。
So the first thing they told me not to do is to cross this line, because then I go into the dark zone and no one can, hey, but you can see me now, right? I'm just blocking my own slides. I'm very happy to be here with you again today, this year. We have a lot of new information that I will be sharing with you today about pycnogenol and the benefits of these OPC compounds, particularly in the OPC3 product.So let's see. So first off, pycnogenol is an extract from the bark of a very specific species of tree. It's called the French Maritime Pine Tree. It grows only in the southwest region of France, and it has some very unique compounds in the bark that give it very, very profound health benefits when you take it. And that's what I'll be sharing with you today. So,First off, let me tell you that the research is continuing to grow. Last year, when I was here, we hadn't quite broken the 300 mark as far as number of publications on PubMed. PubMed is a database in the United States. It's run by the National Institutes of Health and the National Library of Medicine. And, here you can type in pycnogenol. Anyone can do this. Any of you can do this. You just go to pubmed.gov and you can type this in and you can see all the literature related to pycnogenol. And many of these you can download for free if you really want to get into the research. But in July when I made these slides, it was at 321.Now it's at 322, so in the 1 month time, we've added another. So this is the bark. You can see it's very, very deep red in color. And part of this comes from the very high concentration of these compounds that are called procyanidins. Now this is one, excuse me, one very specific type of oligomeric procyanidin, or OPC. This is one very specific type of OPC, and it's in very high concentration in pycnogenol. But in the OPC3 product, just as Deirdre just mentioned, Dr. Mason just mentioned, it has a combination of all of these OPC compounds together, because while they are similar polyphenols,they all specialize in different areas in the body. And so taking them together in a mix like this gives you the best combination to cover all the body's needs. The red wine extract, resveratrol compounds, Deirdre mentioned the heart health benefits for diabetes as well. And there's also the anti-aging benefits, slowing down the aging process.And then the bioflavonoids from citrus here have been shown to be particularly good for strengthening the blood vessels and also for cholesterol. And it's by combining all of these together into one product that you get the maximum benefit from all of these. So I want to talk to you about the basics of health. A strong foundation is what is needed in our health to age well and to avoid disease. And to do this, basically, we need strong antioxidant protection. It goes back to what Dr. Mason said. You know, high levels of free radical stress contribute to chronic inflammation, hormone disruption, and you have disease. So you need a high level of antioxidant protection. You need healthy blood flow, too, to supply all your organs with all the nutrients that they need. Healthy blood flow is essential. And then you need healthy blood sugar and healthy immune function to be able to age well and to avoid disease. What happens as we age, if our antioxidant function goes down, if our blood sugar gets too high, if our circulatory function begins to decline, we start to see a decline in different areas in the body that promote disease in the body. So early on, you have this like pre-disease stage where you see a decline in antioxidant production potential, and then you develop what's pre-hypertension. Pre-hypertension is your blood pressure is starting to go up, but it's not to a disease point. And then you start to see your cholesterol begins to go up, your blood sugar control begins to go down, and your weight starts to come on. If this trend continues, you develop hypertension, so high blood pressure. The weight gain will contribute to symptoms or syndromes like metabolic syndrome or diabetes. And then you can see other common conditions that develop with aging, such as arthritis. This is due to wear and tear, but it can also be related to the amount of inflammation in your body. And then vision problems, which can occur particularly related to the decline in antioxidant protection, but also the blood vessel function in the eyes as well. And then immune dysfunction, triggering the increase in the risk for conditions such as cancer. That's why cancer is such a condition, or most common condition of age. And then the decline in cognitive function associated with aging as well can be related to this decline in antioxidant protection, but also to the blood flow is very important for this too. So, pycnogenol can act as the mortar in your foundation for health, in the sense that pycnogenol very strongly promotes healthy blood flow through your entire body, even down to the level of the capillaries, the smallest blood vessels in the body. It's a very powerful antioxidant. As a natural compound, it's a very, very powerful water-soluble antioxidant. And it can help to fill those gaps of our declining antioxidant protection as we age. But it's also anti-inflammatory. This is in addition to being antioxidant. It also blocks various pathways in the body that are associated with inflammation. And then lastly, it also helps to control blood sugar. And it does this by slowing down the breakdown, the digestion of these carbohydrates and sugars, and therefore slowing down the uptake into the bloodstream. And this can be very beneficial in helping to control blood sugar, particularly in the case of diabetes or metabolic syndrome. So what can these compounds do for you? This is not just about talking about treating disease, but it's about putting more life in your years. And that's what they can do. They can help to circulate. They can help your entire circulatory system to function better. This will give you more energy. You'll be able to function better, run so you can exercise better, you can move around more and feel less fatigued and perform better while you're doing it. Seeing, promoting eye health and vision, so protecting your eyes as you age and even potentially enhancing thinking, potentially enhancing vision. Metabolize, so this gets back to the blood sugar. This is very important to control blood sugar levels as we age. Flow. So this is talking really about joint health and being able to move, because movement is essential for a healthy lifestyle. You don't have to exercise. Exercise is like a bad word to many people. So don't think of it as exercising, but just move. And even if it's parking a little bit further away than you normally would and walking a little bit more, that's a step in the right direction for improving your health. And then think, helping to promote good cognitive function as we age. Again, this is the antioxidant and blood flow enhancing effects predominantly. So these compounds, while, you know, no matter what we take, we're not going to live for centuries like the pyramids. But they can help to prolong your years, okay? And they can give you more life in those years. And that's what we really want to do in life. Because it doesn't matter in the end how much money you have and how much time you have. If you don't have your health, then it's meaningless, basically. If you can't enjoy life, then, you know, there's no point to it. So no matter how hard you work at getting money and spending your time to get money, you really need to think about what you can do to protect your health in order to be able to enjoy your life, the hard-earned life that you've earned. So just to summarize the functions again here, OPCs are very powerful antioxidants, and they can also be anti-inflammatory in the body. They can help promote healthy skin, and they can improve your appearance through these actions. And then the healthy blood flow is essential for supporting all organ system function. And then healthy blood sugar is also very important, not just for reducing disease risk, like for diabetes, but for slowing down the aging process itself. So I'm going to share with you some new information related to circulatory health, heart health, with pycnogenol. First of all, pycnogenol has been shown, so you know how it's working here, has been shown in the blood vessels to go into these cells that line the blood vessel wall. So they're on the outside edge of the blood vessel, or the inside, I should say, of the blood vessel walls. And there's an enzyme in there called enos. And this enzyme produces a compound called nitric oxide. Now, nitric oxide is absolutely essential for our blood vessels to function properly. In order for them to dilate and for the blood to flow, you need a good amount of nitric oxide, or a healthy amount of nitric oxide in the body. And it also works on the platelets, too, to prevent them from becoming too sticky and increasing the risk of blood clots. So you can decrease the risk for blood clots, you can help the blood vessels to function better, and you get better circulation as a result. Now, this study was interesting because it involved borderline patients. Now, I shouldn't even call them patients because they haven't been diagnosed with the disease. They're borderline, they're individuals where their blood pressure is high, but not to the point where they treat with medication. Their cholesterol levels are out of balance. And also, their blood glucose is a bit high as well. But they're not to a disease state yet. They're in this pre-disease state, or this borderline state. So the goal with these health food supplements, in this case, is to promote health, and therefore reduce the risk for disease. And that's exactly what you will see here. So what they did in this study was they compared three groups. One was taking pycnogenol. One was an unhealthy control of the same borderline patients. And then they had a normal control group, which is basically just healthy individuals. And so this is the blood flow. What you can see, the baseline is the start of the study. You see the healthy people have much better blood flow than those who are in the borderline state where their blood pressure is getting high, etc. So the group that was taking pycnogenol is here. You can see with only 8 weeks, they have surpassed the normal healthy people in their blood flow function, their blood vessel function. Whereas in the control group that has done nothing here, they have no change, as you would expect. 12 weeks, you see that it's even continuing to improve. So by adding pycnogenol, you have improved the blood vessel function from an unhealthy state to one that is surpassing a normal healthy individual. And they also looked at the microcirculation. So these are the tiny, tiny blood vessels in the fingers. And again, you can see that the microcirculation is very poor compared to a normal, healthy individual at the start of the study. Again, the control group, there's no significant change. But the pycnogenol group, in 8 weeks, is back up to the level of a healthy person. You're reversing this pre-disease state. You're reversing it from instead of moving towards disease, as a standard medical doctor would do, pre-disease state, they don't treat you. They say, they may give you diet and lifestyle advice if they're good, or they may just say, let's watch and see. And when you say let's wait and see, that really just means we'll wait for it to get bad enough and then we give you medication. So that's not what we want to do. And taking something like OPC3, taking pregnenolone, can give you these kind of benefits where you can reverse back away from disease and improve, restore healthy function. And as a result, as you might expect, the blood pressure declined in the pycnogenol group. So this is the unhealthy control group compared to the pycnogenol group. You can see that it declines nicely in the pycnogenol group, but less significantly in the control group. And there was also other significant improvements that were seen, like related to better blood sugar control, related to cholesterol levels as well in these individuals. So, restoring healthy function. Then I'll talk to you a little bit about the cognitive function data related to pycnogenol, because we've really released a couple of studies in the last few years that shows that pycnogenol can improve cognitive function or brain health throughout the whole lifespan, I should say. So, starting off with is in children. We did studies in children who have the learning disorder, ADHD. And these children are very hyperactive, and they cannot sit still, and they have poor concentration, poor ability to focus. And with only taking pycnogenol for 1 month, there was significant improvement in their ability to pay attention and a decrease in their hyperactivity symptoms. And they perform better in school tests with taking pycnogenol for only 1 month. So this is children from the age of 6. Then the opposite end of the spectrum, there was a study that was done on elderly individuals in Australia, and they took a pycnogenol versus placebo for 3 months, and you could see that there was significant improvement in their cognitive function, in their memory recall after 3 months of taking pycnogenol. So the children and the elderly, and in between. So I'm sorry the slide's a little bit difficult to read here. But this was done in college students. And they were healthy college-age students taking 100 milligrams of pycnogenol a day. And over 8 weeks, they measured several different parameters of cognitive function, basically memory, and also they play these different games and things, which are standardized tests to measure cognitive function. And the tests of cognitive function, so you can see significant improvement in the cognitive function as well as in memory control, memory and recall, and then planning ability. So this again is cognitive function. And then there was improvement in other areas of memory as well, whereas compared to the control group, there was no significant improvement in the category at all. So this is your college age students. And then the last missing age gap is professional adults. So this is between 35 and 55 years of age. And again, these are healthy individuals taking something to try and improve their cognitive function and improve their life. So this is 60 or 59 healthy professionals here. And half are taking pycnogenol and half are working as a control group in this study. And in this study, they used various questionnaires as well as standardized computerized testing to test cognitive function and memory. This was based off of a questionnaire where they rate their own cognitive performance. And it's very simple. It's a 0 to 10 scale, whereas 0 is like Homer Simpson. And 10 is like Einstein, okay? So where do I fit in here today? Okay, that's what they're doing. And you can see consistently that with every category, those people taking pycnogenol had significant improvements in their cognitive function, in their ability to pay attention, in their mental performance, sustained attention, their memory function, their what they call executive functions, and their mood improved significantly as well. Well, if you're feeling better, if your mind is functioning better, your mood is going to be better as well. So, significant improvement on self-rating for every category here. Then they did the same computerized, standardized tests that were done in the college-age study. And the results were quite similar to the results that were seen in the college-age students. You can see, again, significant improvement in cognitive function. So this is a planning ability here. Memory and different measurements of memory all had significant improvement with taking pycnogenol over the course. In this study, it was for 12 weeks. Whereas in the control group, it's kind of as you would expect. You do nothing different, you get the same result. And so that's what you have. There's no significant change there. But taking pycnogenol is significantly enhancing cognitive function. Then they had another survey, which was basically a survey where they rate their ability to perform tasks of daily life. Okay? So this is living. This is life. And so it's all these things like just getting up in the morning, okay? Going shopping, dealing with money, dealing with people. And they rate their own ability to do these tasks. And with the pycnogenol group, there was a positive 32% improvement in these people's ability to perform their tasks of daily life. Whereas in the control group, there was a minus 1.3% change. So almost no change at all, so it was kind of like nothing. Okay? But with taking pycnogenol, you saw a significant improvement in the ability to accomplish these tasks of daily life. So they're functioning better. And part of a result of all of this improvement in cognitive function, this also saw significant improvement in the feeling of alertness. So they're not jazzed up like too much caffeine or anything, but they're more focused. Anxiety levels decreased, and this feeling of contentedness, so dissatisfaction with their life. So very nice improvements in a variety of cognitive parameters, both on a subjective but also an objective testing, in healthy adults. Okay, so this is improving your life, your ability to function each day, and particularly in the students and things, who even healthy individuals, professionals, everyone is looking for that little bit of something to give them an edge in their performance. And this is a natural alternative to do that. And we have the data to support that it actually works. So increasing attention, planning abilities, mental performance as a whole, improving the ability to accomplish tasks of daily life, positive mood influences, and of course, this is all associated with a decrease in free radical stress. So fire up your brain with starting from the age of 6 until I think the other study up to 80 something. I can't remember the exact age range, but in the 80s. So your whole life. And associated with this is a new study that was on Meniere's disease. Anybody ever heard of Meniere's disease before? It's not that common. It's more common in older people. Basically, what it is it's a disease of this structure in the ear called the cochlea. And this bony structure is a hollow tube that's closed in this circular pattern like this, spiraling in. And show you the next slide here. It's like this. And inside these tubes is lymph fluid. And depending on the position that you're in, this lymph is moving around in your ear. And you can see that there's a great amount of nerve tissue that is attached to these tubes. And what these nerves do is they pick up the position of the lymph in the air, and they send these signals to the brain, and this allows our bodies to maintain balance. Okay? So I know where my head is now in each position I'm at, right? That's what the function is. If you notice, there's a lot of nerves, but there's only one blood vessel. Okay? So the exact cause of Meniere's disease is not known, but it is believed that blood flow may be contributing to the development of Meniere's disease. And so if you have poor blood flow here, you're not getting proper nutrition and oxygenation to the organ, and therefore you have the potential for dysfunction. And what does that mean? That means that you have symptoms like a loss of balance. You have a very unsteady walk. You have what they call drop attacks, where you get these sudden and vicious attacks of vertigo where you may be walking along normally 1 minute and then boom, you're down on the floor because you can't stop spinning. So these are the symptoms that are seen. So in this study, they recruited two groups of patients. One is a practice control group with standard therapy, and then one with taking pycnogenol in addition to the standard therapy. So you can see here that these are the symptoms again: sudden vertigo, fluctuating hearing loss, other types of vertigo here, tinnitus. So this is the ringing in the ears, the ringing sound, pressure in the ears. And an unstable gait and hearing loss. There's many symptoms you can see here. And you can see that pycnogenol is the green bar. So over a course of 6 months, that the effect of adding pycnogenol to treatment was very profound, very significant in enhancing, decreasing symptoms related to Meniere's disease. All across the board was better improvement. Now, normal therapy, there is no one standard medical therapy for Meniere's disease. It's very difficult to treat, and it's often chronic. And that's what's very disturbing, because it really takes away a lot of years of life. It's not a condition that's generally going to kill you, unless you fall off a building or downstairs or something like that with this vertigo. But it does very significantly decrease quality of life. But taking pycnogenol here, you see a very, very nice, significant improvement in all of the symptom categories. And this was associated with improvement in blood flow within the ears. And they looked at both the systolic, so this is the upper number, so the blood pressure is the highest, and the diastolic. And in both cases, you saw significant improvement in blood flow within the ears. So this is believed to be associated with the improvement in symptoms. And after 6 months of taking this, you could see in the pycnogenol group that nearly 90% of the patients taking pycnogenol were symptom-free versus those on standard medical care where it was only 35%. So a very dramatic improvement in recovery from Meniere's disease. And then a little bit update on some research related to pycnogenol's anti-inflammatory action. This is a study that was conducted at a university in Brazil. And it was looking at the condition, which is endometriosis. Endometriosis is a condition where you have the endometrial tissue that normally should be growing inside of the uterus, growing in outside of the uterus on other outside of the uterus or on the ovaries or other parts of the body, in women, of course. And, yes, not many men have this. The problem is with this tissue, it's a hormone-sensitive tissue, so it will grow with the female hormone cycle, and then it should slough off, and normally with the menstrual cycle, be flushed out of the body. But in this case, there's no exit from the abdominal cavity, and so this causes a great deal of inflammation, a great deal of pain. A common treatment for this is oral contraceptives. This is basically low-dose hormone therapy. And this, by controlling the hormones, you can have an anti-inflammatory effect in this condition and decrease pain. But there's a considerable number of women who don't get complete relief with hormone therapy alone. So they added pycnogenol in combination to the hormone therapy in this study. So this is what they saw at the start of the study. You can see that there was significant pain that these women were experiencing with their monthly cycle. And the hormone therapy was good. It reduced pain scores by about 50%. But that's still a considerable amount of pain to be living with. And so by adding pycnogenol, this was the effect. Yes, wow, was what we said too when we saw it. The cool thing about this study is we didn't know anything about it until it was published. I love studies like that because it removes any kind of bias on our side because we had no involvement at all with it. And yet we see the results that we have seen in many other studies. So, and you You see, it dropped the pain scores almost to zero. In fact, there was about 60% of women in the pycnogenol group who, after 3 months of this treatment, they had no pain with this treatment. They no longer had pain, which is fantastic. Whereas the women in the hormone therapy alone still had a significant amount of pain. So again, the anti-inflammatory action here, improving symptoms of endometriosis. Then the last area I'll touch on is the skin health and beauty. Now, pycnogenol over the last 20 years has accumulated quite a bit of research associated to its benefits for improving the health and the appearance of skin. So I'll show you the most recent study. This was done in Germany, involving 20 menopausal women, so between the ages of 55 and 68. So this age range, you're already seeing signs of aging, wrinkles, a sagginess in the skin, maybe some skin spots, etc. It was a 12-week trial, and to really measure things, they took biopsies at the start of the study, and then again at the end of the study, to see what was going on within the skin to try and determine some of the mechanisms by which the pycnogenol was working. They measured several different parameters, the moisture content of the skin, the elasticity of the skin, so skin tone, as well as the appearance of wrinkles, and then what they call skin density as well. So this is the collagen concentration within the skin. And to determine the mechanisms, they looked in the samples, and they looked for collagen synthesis and hyaluronic acid synthesis. So this is what they saw. After 12 weeks of taking pycnogenol, they saw a significant, where is the number? There it is. 44% improvement in the ability of the body to produce hyaluronic acid. Now I say it that way because it was not a flat increase in the amount of hyaluronic acid that was seen. What was seen was an increase in the amount, the numbers of the enzymes that produce hyaluronic acid. So these enzymes are like the factories within the cells. The more factories you have, the more you can produce. So it's actually increasing the body's capacity to produce more hyaluronic acid. And this is important because as we age, our body begins to decline. The body's ability to produce hyaluronic acid and collagen will slowly decline with age. And as a result, you see the loss in moisture content in the skin, you see thinning of the skin with age, and this is a result of this phenomenon. Well, in this study, what was really cool was you saw an increase in the amount of the enzymes themselves. And it's in these women between 55 and 68 years of age. So you're reversing a sign of aging again. You're improving the health of the skin. You're making the skin younger, in effect, in its ability to produce these compounds that it needs to maintain its health and the health of your skin. So in addition, collagen, type 1 collagen, so this is the most abundant collagen in the skin, there was an increase by 40% in these collagen fibers. So what happens with this is if you increase hyaluronic acid, you have a significant improvement in the moisture content in the skin, because this is what hyaluronic acid does. It binds to moisture and holds onto it. And so this helps to improve the appearance of the skin and the health of the skin as well. This is a very significant improvement compared to other moisturizing ingredients, particularly taken in an oral manner. So this was a very significant 21% improvement in moisture content. And then with improving collagen production, you also saw a significant improvement in these elasticity parameters. So better skin tone. There are multiple parameters that are measured, but there was significant improvement in multiple parameters seen here. So the skin tone is improving. So this will be a decrease in the appearance of wrinkles as well. And then the density. So this is basically the concentration of collagen within the skin. Again, 55 to 68 years old, so slowly the amount of collagen in the skin is declining. And this is a phenomenon seen with age. But taking pycnogenol for 12 weeks, you see a significantly better concentration of collagen within the skin. So again, this is the skin becoming almost younger, in effect, by increasing the density of collagen within the skin. So it's a pretty cool study, showing some very nice effects in enhancing appearance, but also reversing the aging process in the skin. And then the last one is another study that was on a skin condition called psoriasis. And psoriasis is a chronic inflammatory condition of the skin. And it is very difficult to treat. It's treated topically, also with the oral medications, to try and decrease inflammation and promote healthy function of the skin. Unfortunately, a lot of these medications that are used for this can be quite toxic. And they even use some cancer drugs because this is an autoimmune condition, and therefore they would try and suppress some of the immune function as well as a treatment. But you can see these red patches, this scaliness, this flaking that can occur, and it can be itchy, and when you itch here, you get bleeding, and so it's not a pretty condition, and it is very difficult to treat. So pycnogenol, with its natural anti-inflammatory action and its other benefits that have been seen in skin health, this study was conducted thinking that pycnogenol may be beneficial here. So what they did was they added pycnogenol to standard treatment, and they compared it to another group that was just doing standard treatment alone. So what you can see here, the bars are almost the same color, so it's very difficult to see, but we'll do it anyway. What we see here is the darker gray bar is the group that has pycnogenol added in. And so you can see that there was a significant improvement, more significant improvement, in the group taking pycnogenol, adding pycnogenol to their therapy, than simply doing the standard medical care. So again, this is the anti-inflammatory action going on here that is decreasing inflammation in the skin, improving blood flow to the skin as well, improving the function, the healthy function of the skin. And here, this is then the second study that we have now showing that when you take pycnogenol orally, it can significantly boost the moisture content in the skin. So this brings hope to a lot of psoriasis patients because, as I said, it's a very difficult condition to treat. A lot of the treatments sometimes are not very good on the body as far as the side effects are. And the duration, it's a chronic condition, so it can go on for a very, very long period of time. And by adding pycnogenol, you saw faster improvement, and this allows for being able to reduce some of the medications and still maintain a healthy skin without them. So this is to summarize and wrap everything up for this talk. I will be here again later this afternoon to give you more about the five most common causes of death here in Hong Kong. So it'll be a very happy and warm and exciting topic to be talking about. But pycnogenol is a super antioxidant. As a natural compound, it is one of the strongest water-soluble antioxidant compounds that is out there. And so this can help to fight free radicals, which can accumulate as we age and contribute significantly to the aging process. So with pycnogenol, you can reduce the free radical burden in the body and therefore help to lower this disease risk, but also reverse and slow down the aging process. And for heart health and circulation, the action on the blood vessels, strengthening the function of the blood vessels, enhancing circulation throughout the whole body, can have very profound effects on the circulatory system. And I didn't have examples of this today, but there's also studies that show that pycnogenol can be helpful in rebalancing cholesterol levels to a healthy level, and also lowering triglycerides. These fatty compounds that can contribute to heart disease if they're out of balance. Okay, well maybe they want me to quit. Okay, interesting. I'm not doing anything now, it's just going by itself. But in anti-inflammatory action. Again, the one example today was endometriosis, but you have different studies with arthritis, other conditions like for lung health, for asthma, improving lung function with the anti-inflammatory action. And improving blood sugar control. Again, here, very important for slowing down the aging process, and particularly for people with diabetes. That's fun, isn't it?
CNL, and beauty.
Not just for the appearance of the skin, but it's also, you know, the study that I showed you today. It's showing that it can reverse the signs of aging within the skin. And these were done with objective measurements, which is very reassuring. So it's not just somebody taking it and thinking that they look better. You know, this is actually shown looking at the function of the skin, looking at the collagen concentration of the skin, and you're seeing reversing in the aging process within the skin with aging technology. So it's really cool stuff. And then conditions like psoriasis. So, Pycnogenol for securing your foundation and health can be very beneficial in doing this. And particularly in conjunction with the other OTCs, you have a formulation that really helps to protect the body as we age and to add more life to the years that we have. So, stay tuned for later today because I'll tell you how we can, how these compounds can help reduce the disease risk for the top five conditions that are associated with the highest risk of death here in Hong Kong. So, thank you.